Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a good cold day. With that being said, we're going to go on and jump into the show. Got a few messages already at this point, but I guess I'll hold off until later on in the show to make some announcements. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the track officials out there at Dallas Raceway this weekend. Those guys really showed the true sportsmanship, and I ranked them amongst a lot of tracks out there because we had a total of almost 7 to 8 overdowns that day. And one happened around 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock, where they got on a bike all down the track from the starting line all the way to the finish line, and then crossed lanes and then went over into the return row. And those track officials, a lot of them got there, and like most tracks, I know would probably call it a night for it, saying that it was too much to do for the clean of the track. But those guys got out there, they got the track cleaned up, and it took them about an hour or so to do it. But the track was kind of iffy behind it. But at the same time, I just want to get those guys real 2 thumbs up, man, for doing that, because they didn't have to really go out there and do it. They could have easily said that it was unsafe for the race or whatever. But they went out there and made sure, because I was walking down the track with them, to make sure that the track wasn't somewhere in the oil or whatever on there. And I think that was real, real good sportsmanship in the on track. At this time now, we will go on and open up the line for any announcements for if anybody got to make some racing or whatever that's coming up. I'll take a few minutes to kind of talk about that. So if anybody got anything they want to announce or give us some type of updates from the past races that was held this weekend, you can also do that. And also, before someone do raise a hand, I want to give a shout-out there for Super Dave for winning the Street ET class over there in Texas this weekend. I think that's about 3 or 4, maybe 5 races that Dave has taken for us in the Street ET. So kind of want to give him a big up for that. We actually had several guys go there to give him some competition, but once we had, he red lighted at the end of the finals with a .005, so gave Dave the win. So hopefully next year we can go over there and see who the real champ is. But as of now, I think Super Dave has the crown over there. He's picked for the 3T champ. All right, like I say, if anybody had anything they want to say about some action that took place this weekend in grudge racing or something that's coming up, I just feel free now to first one and open up the lines. All right, since no one has anything, I got a suggestion. Maybe you guys can chime in and let me know. I'm beginning to see more now of you guys on the track, you know, I'm not going to say messing up the track, but causing accidents, which are all down. So do you think that street bikes or whatever guys that doesn't really have a bike that's brushed out, do you think it's worth the while to invest into a low-cut oil thing? Like I said, I noticed the oil downs that we had this weekend were mainly guys with stock oil things on their bikes. So I know that was an issue somewhere else that came up. But I want to ask you guys out there, as far as the guys that's running the stock oil things, man, is it something that you think that you may want to upgrade to a low thing if you're, you know, racing on the track or whatever or what? So we'll actually make some phone calls to some different companies and see what kind of discounts we can probably get if you agree to buy, you know, more than one. We can maybe get a discount that way for the ones that really wants to invest in one or whatever. But I do need to hear you guys' input on this matter. Anyone got any thoughts on it or any comments? Raise your hand. If not, the December 7th race I know is being talked about. It's not too far away from here. I read somewhere where Cousin Cub was talking about coming back out of being there with a fight. Well, I'm hoping to make this trip this time over there so I'm to see some racing out of him. If not, we're just going to have to retire him for next year. What do you guys really think? Don't have any more locked-in races for Dolphin Lakes. I got a few four-wheeler guys actually want to get on some of your bikes, too. So, and we make it line that up at Dolphin. So if any of you want to try some of these grids out four-wheelers, you can come out as well and raise your hand, and we can see what we can do. I tell you what, we're going to randomly pick a few numbers tonight, man, kind of wake up everyone. We're going to say 3-4-8-1. Man, just open up your line. 4-8-1. Are you there? What about 7-5-6-9? Your line is open. All right, 2-4-3-3. We got your line open.
Yeah, where are they having the races on the 7th?
That's going to be in Valdosta, Georgia. It's South Georgia Motorsport.
Okay. Is that a carryover for the, what was that, the 18th, the 17th, the last month or something?
I think so. It was a discussion about they were saying how the track and stuff was, but I think this is something like appreciation race for the races on the 7th.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, because that was real foul what they did. I mean, you know, I know they had to do what they had to do, but they shut it down about an hour and a half, you know, almost 2 hours early.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, we had one bike went all the way down. The same situation that you said. Guy went all the way down on the right-hand lane and messed
right.
up the whole. And they cut it down. Yeah, they cut it down probably about 9:30 maybe. You know
okay.
what I mean? They didn't even. I don't think they even worked on the track 45 minutes
really?
Before they come.
Okay. Well, I can, man, attest to, like I said, when that guy over down that track there, man, the track owner looked at me. He said, man, we got to get this up. And when he
mm-hmm.
said that, you know, I was like, well, I really got to get that guy popped for that. Because I like, man, most tracks, you know, would take that and the man and call it a night, you know. And
right.
So, I mean, I just got to just give a man props for that, man.
Right.
But, I
right.
mean, he not only did he just put a straight line, but he sprayed, I mean, the bike sprayed like a 3 or 4 foot width, you know, for as the track. It was so slippery, man, I'm talking about. And he went completely all the way down the track. So that
wow.
track, yeah, that's, and anybody that was there, you know, could attest to seeing me walking down that track and just pretty much sliding like you was on ice. You know, the track wasn't exactly 100% after that, but you know, we still finished the street key class, and as the night started getting around 9 something, the track did start coming back around. But it had gotten too late, and then there wasn't no heat in the track as well. So that might be something that next year. You know, I may not try to do a race so late in the year because of the temperature and stuff. Because during the daytime, the track was working perfect. You know, but then
right.
the sun went down or whatever, and then the oil down started happening. I think that was just downhill from then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm definitely, like I said, going to try to get over there, man, this next month to that race to catch. Because it's been a minute since I've been over there. For us, adults, we're going to get a chance to meet a lot of the racers and stuff from over there.
Right,
hopefully
right.
Hopefully, look some video and some pictures and stuff, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they have some really good races down there. They really do a good job, you know, but it was
right.
just that one situation that, you know, they kind of put a little taste in your mouth because that was a grudge week, you know?
Right, Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a factory, you know, a factory week. I mean, I think they really bow down to the factory racers, you know, grudge racers. They don't, I don't know. You just get a different feel about grudge racing when you go down to Battle House.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I know last year, I think, when I made the trip down there. Enjoyed myself down there. I think that was when, I forgot, Katrina was supposed to run somebody that year, and I think something happened to the bike. But I got a chance, like I said, to meet all the Florida guys, like Frank and all those kids. And I got a chance to meet a lot of friends that I knew. But, yeah, I'm definitely. Are you planning on coming on the 7th?
Oh, yes, definitely. Most definitely.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to try to bring a few four-wheelers over there as well. Try some of them bikes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do anything with them in the quarter, but I know they run them in the 8th.
Yeah, that'd be good to see that, man, because I was on YouTube and I saw they had a nice little $25,000 race with the four-wheeler.
Yeah, man. I thought the bike guys were fast, man. They God doesn't work, man. So it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it is amazing. We got another caller here. I'm going to try to open up the line. I'm not going to have too many people on hold tonight. Let's see. 9017. Your line is open.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. I'll just dive in.
Okay. Yeah. So you up for the deal? You said you going to try to make the dollars for trip.
I don't know, man. I'm working 6 days a week now, so shit, it's gonna be kind of close. I don't know for a fact.
Okay. All right. Is there anything going on in Alabama this weekend or next weekend?
Nah, shit. I mean, the tracks. Yeah, all the tracks still open around here, but you know, ain't nobody been talking about them besides. People going to the kitchen soon and doing a little racing there, huh?
Okay. I understand that. Because I want to actually tell me one good all-out girls race for this year over with and not be able to have to run it or whatever, like something I can go and enjoy. I tell you, I'm trying to promote a race. Yeah, no, but also that's probably be the only other race that I go to for the girls. Like,
oh, yeah. I want to, I don't know if I'm ready to get out, but I do want to make that trip, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot more people gonna show up. Cause, you know,
okay.
I think they know, you know, really saying the track going to be way better than the guy that was supposed to be there going to be there, so.
Right.
Yeah. I think everything going to pan out, though.
Yeah. Let's see, bro. For the tweet race, man, for the season opener, I've been in talks with some promo guys, so I don't know if we can get everything situated in line, but I may have a promo class lined up, too. For the season opening over there in Twitch.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try to calm that down now.
I hope to have a few hammer four of them ready to try to get it over there next year as well. But if not, just a plan on being kind of quiet and on the phone, man. Where everybody just listening or everybody just waiting or of what?
I don't know. I kind of noticed that myself. It's a little quiet tonight.
Yeah. Really too quiet. It makes me wonder when they're too quiet like that.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, this is our first time visiting, and I would like I heard about it, and I was excited to get on it. So, hey,
Nah, it get noisy after a while, man, after goddamn certain two people get on here. Or certain two people.
not a little Richard, right?
Nah.
You ain't talking about that one, Black Caesar.
Nah, not even him.
He will come like, on, man, and have people. But what is going on over there in Georgia, man? Besides the race on the 7, anything? I mean, something flash cross there from LaGrange, I think. Is it a track out there named LaGrange or something?
Yeah, it's
out of LaGrange. I know, they be doing some racing down to Edison.
Okay.
Yeah, they be doing, this guy named Snoop, him and another guy, they hosted about two races down to Edison. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they do 1,000, you know, kind of like grudge racing. I've never been, but I know he's a friend of mine, and I read his post on him on Facebook. He put a couple of pictures up.
Okay. I want to one day, man, hope that some of those Puerto Rican guys come up.
Yeah,
with some bikes. I know some fast cars, man. I know they should have some fast bikes as well.
Oh man, yeah.
I think it's just so expensive to get over here because I know one time we were talking about going over there to race ATVs, and I think you have to ship them over there, and I think it was like a 3 or 4 week. Turnaround time, man. He had to do that in a van, so. But I think that is real expensive. But I think once Jacker ever get going, man, I think that's going to be something new for the grill scene, too.
Oh, that'll be real nice right now. I mean, because I own quarter horses. And we get a couple of guys that come to the stage with quarter horses. So, yeah. But it is a little pricey now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you all race quarter horses over there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kind of like match racing.
Yeah, so what you run, 300 feet or 400?
400 yards.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys need to come over here. I know that's a long stretch for you, but. Man, you want to get all the action you want to.
Where are you?
Over in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
I got a message, I guess, now while everyone is quiet. And I guess I'll go on and put this out here. I did receive a message from Henry for most of you that do know, and for the gentleman that we have on here for the first time. That's the owner of the Geronimo bike. And he said that he will race custom cut on December 7th at Valdosta. So I go on and just put that out there and let him marinate. But that is a message that I did receive from him. I know it was a discussion last week as the show came to an end that it was questionable. So I just wanted to, like I said, let you guys know what the deal was. So. I think Big Red hadn't got confirmation from him, but I think he was asking and looking for anybody with a street tie bike as well over there on the 7th to race. So in case a lot of you don't read that on cycle bike or whatever, I'm putting it out there tonight. So I'm sure that he probably is listening. So if anybody want to accept or step up to his challenge, you can either press 1 tonight or either hit him up on cycle bike. You know, man, you got everybody quiet, though, ain't you?
OJ got them. I thought got them. Old boy name was going to be on here.
Who's that? Oh, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're getting ready for the 7th. Do you know where they, I think they may have taken a trip down to Bradenton this weekend. Anybody was down there this week? Again, or did everybody go down South Georgia Motorsport?
Yeah, I went down South Georgia. I was so disappointed. It was trying to get one race off, but it wasn't going to be nothing. So, but I was highly disappointed in that. But I heard I heard the reason why, right? I heard that but Spider-Man left, and I guess everybody else left, right?
Right, because I think all those guys were down at Bradenton, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I heard, the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope those guys can pull together, man, where they can all go to one place, because now I think you're just splitting the crowd up doing that on the same day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I was being an owner with Chit Chat. I'm a owner myself. I own trucks. And, you know, he was talking like, this is a business, and I said, yeah, but I said, you only got 100 bikes down here, and I know 100 bikes not keeping these bikes on.
Right.
You know, because he made a comment about, it was real disappointing, but I traveled away from Atlanta to come down there, and it was like a waste trip, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know, how was the crowd down in Brandon? I know I watched a few people post pictures out there on Facebook and stuff, but I think both places may have had the same amount of crowd.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to say so. Yeah, I think a lot of the races, like I said, though, they took off down there to that to the Bradenton race.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they can, like I said, work that out and get that stuff straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what's going on at Edmore, man? Phoenix City, nothing?
No, I mean, I've been hearing about that track. They say that track is on point.
Which one, Edmore?
It's like Edmore, yeah. I mean, I haven't been yet, but just couple of guys been telling me about the track.
Okay.
And, they say that motherfucker is on point.
Wow. Okay.
It was up on the new management and all that. And,
okay.
You know, they saw a couple guys I had talked to, so they were trying to promote the event and all that shit. Never could agree to the detail or whatnot, but they say the track is on point, though. The track ain't missing
okay.
that.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we've got another call here, 6800. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, this is Eugene. I was just listening, man.
Okay, Eugene. What's going on, man?
Not a thing, just slow motion, that's all.
Okay. Well, I know you all got an autograph or something from the weekend, didn't you?
Huh?
I said, I know you all got an autograph this weekend up in the press box up there with Jared, man.
Man, you saying that for a joke, I was directly up under him. I don't know if Sean posted it or not, because he took pictures of him. He was right above us.
Mm-hmm.
I was hollering out of my suite right into him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
look at him.
Man, that was a sad story right there, man. I was mad as I don't know what. But I had fun, so we partied all night in New Orleans.
Okay.
Nothing like partying in New Orleans, Chris.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, they definitely got that right.
Oh, look, I think we got
that. That's a place that you can go and party from sun up to sundown. And sundown.
We got that baby by 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And the game didn't start till 7:30. Man, we must have parted. We parted from the time we walked up out the vehicle all the way to where we was going. It didn't matter, just from anybody tailgate to the next one.
one thing I just don't like about the stadium up there, the seats so close together, man. That's, and for me, as a, being a tall person, it just rough for me. Unless I have to get up there, man, in the VIP somewhere, and I don't think that's going to happen no time soon.
Oh, man, you can do it. You can do it, big man like you. You can do it.
I don't know, man.
You call there, man, talk to Benson on himself and get you a suite.
I don't know. Man, I was on, Q's on, but I got everybody quiet tonight, man. Maybe you guys got everybody quiet or something.
Well, man, we ain't got nobody quiet. I don't see how we got nobody quiet. We ain't got a race. We ain't had a race in months.
Mm-hmm.
They look like everybody got up quiet.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it to see what's going on.
I don't know. It's just, it's a price to pay to drive up down the road for nothing, you know?
Well, Will, did anybody get a chance to witness the Rocket bike in action? I think that bike ran like a 561 through the quarter. I think it's 225 or 230 something, or maybe 240. This past weekend.
I seen that video that they had online.
That's got to be a ride, though, boy.
Man, do you see how he's sitting down on that stone, on that tank?
Yeah. I want to see that electric bike. That's the bike I want to see, the electric bike.
Thing that's as fast, too, isn't it?
I saw on YouTube where he went 207. That thing's serious.
And just barely hit the bike running, too, isn't it? I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you can barely hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Did that thing go down the track?
I had a guy this past weekend over there in Texas, and had one of those, it's just up under the top few of Holley bikes, and he was like, man, he knew he had to run in the low sevens or high sixes to really be competitive. So he was like, man, I'd have turned it all up this weekend. So is he going to go up low? And I was like, man, that was kind of funny listening to a Holley guy say that. I'm like, man, you've been around too many grudge races. I mean, beginning to talk like a man. You know, that was kind of funny.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had two parts right. It's going to go up blue.
Yeah, I hope that go, man. Don't be messing up the track no worse.
Yeah. Man, we don't need no more oil spills at all.
Yeah. Man, the first one, like I said, when the guy left the line, the bike came up in there, and like I said, it slammed straight down to the ground. I don't know if he hit the brakes or whatever, just tried to, he panicked. But, man, that was the first oil down. He rode it out to about 60, and I think he slid for about 200 feet, and it just started going downhill then.
Wow.
So y'all had a bad day up there, Chris?
Well, man, like I said, before you came on, we had like 7-8 oil down that day.
So you ain't get no races through.
Yeah, we got races through, but at the end of the night, like I was telling the guy that's on here, man, one guy went down through there. He started from the start line. He sprayed like a 3 or 4 from wide number oil, man. That's the synthetic oil. You couldn't even smell it, really. But it was slippery, all outdoors, man. He went all the way down the track, crossed over to the other lane as he got across the finish line, and then crossed back over to go in the return row.
Oh, Lord. That was half a day right there.
I don't know what the track was using, man, but they had some type of additive. It wasn't just a regular oil dry you see people use. It was something else with that stuff. No, it works, man. I ain't going to lie to you. And they will find out what that is. Somebody gives a hope to some of that.
I know this is an old conversation, but I was shocked about that Katrina and N2D race, I know that. Well, by last month, I was super shocked. When Katrina lost against N2D.
Why were you shocked?
I mean, I thought Katrina was going to... I just thought Katrina was
going to
beat him.
Well, I mean, every day ain't a good day.
Yeah, that's true. But back-to-back, that's what we're talking. You know, okay, you win one, you know, so I figured, when, like you said, every day ain't a good day, you know. The best fighter don't always win that day.
Well, I mean, it's he won. That's all. That ain't nothing else you can say about that. He won.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you the funny thing about that regular dude. I know he was on y'all team because he was standing around the bike talking shit like him was like slim dude, probably like about 5'10", whoever he was. I'm talking about he talking so much shit, waving his money and everything. And then after the race, he was looking so goddamn sad.
I'm
talking about, man, dude, like anybody, he talking loud, man. I know he was with y'all. I'm talking about he talking loud. Anybody waving all his money and all that.
Let me explain something to you, kids. Everybody that be talking in that over there ain't with us.
I was just bringing it up because the shit was just funny, the expression on his face after the race.
You know, that, like I said, a lot of people that be talking plenty and all. You had a lot of people out there that were betting with us. But, I mean, hey.
It's the way
95% of the people were betting with y'all that night. I mean, that's just the way racing goes. You win some, you lose some. I mean, it's okay. You know, in a way, I ain't glad we lost, but in a way, at least people see we lose.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it's okay. It ain't no big deal. Whenever they get ready to do it again, we're going to be ready to do it again. We're not going to pack our bags and go pick the bike up in the shop and say, okay, N2D don't beat us. We ain't got enough for them. We ain't going to run them no more. We ain't finna do that. And that's with anybody out there. Anybody who wants to run us, we still will run. Whether you beat us or don't beat us. We built this bike to run. We ain't built it to put it in the shop. And every day ain't going to be a good day for us.
True.
But as long as we can get down the track the next time, we're going to take it right back down the track. You're going to have to beat us again.
I know that's right.
And you definitely know that, Chris.
Oh yeah,
and it don't matter what you want to run it for. We ain't scared of the bike, and we ain't scared of our pocket.
I'm really waiting to see who's gonna step up and try that
now
bike.
Make sure everybody heard that on the radio, Chris.
You gonna put it out there?
I said
I mean,
it.
Shit. I mean,
everybody
already know.
Huh?
You've been preaching it all year. I mean, hell, y'all stand by y'all word. I mean, if y'all say y'all gonna race, y'all race. Man, nobody
gonna race.
Ain't nobody say y'all won gonna race.
Oh, I know. I mean, we were wrong, and everybody know that. And we don't. And guess what? We don't go to the track picking on nobody either. We sure don't. Now, we'll ask for a couple races and see can we get one. But we don't want nobody to ask for no race. A lot of people come to us and ask for a race. N2D came straight to us and asked for a race.
Yeah, he so did.
He came straight. He pulled me straight off the line. Hey, man, y'all want to do something? I said, yeah, we'll do something. And we will see. So he said, yeah, let's do it. You know, when he drive way up there to leave that bike on the trail, none of them.
I'm waiting to see who's going to come out, like I say, man, and step up.
I hope somebody do, because I sure don't want to come way back up there to North Carolina, back to Georgia, just to be riding in the cold.
I know, that's right. That's a long, That's a long ride from Atlanta. So I know you guys. Yeah, I know that's a long ride for y'all.
Coming to North Carolina, man, that's 13 hours for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's in my vehicle. So imagine pulling that trailer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I just hope everybody go on and get their races done before we get too late in the night.
Listen, that's the main thing. Everybody want to do it when they get. What I mean, hey, it don't matter to us.
Yeah, but you know, at that time, that old track, you know, I ain't saying that that it would go away or anything, but like 50-degree weather, whatever.
Well, you know, listen, we definitely don't have to run in the heat.
Right.
You know, to lay down when we're going to lay down, we got to have a good track. Ain't no doubt about that.
Right. I mean, the weekend over there in Texas, we had a high of maybe 69, 70. And I say when we opened the lanes up at 1 o'clock, we had a few low 7 seconds. A couple of cars went down through there, man, straight as arrow. So when I kind of cased that on those cars going out there, I said, oh, yeah, track ready, man. Like I'm saying, then that first oil down, then that second oil down came. Then the sun, you know, with this one-hour time change, that didn't help either. So it got dark real fast. But like I say, man, in all, we had fun. Like I said, those harder guys over there talking about, I wasn't ready for that. But other than that, had a few local grudge races as well to take place.
Trying to get a lot of those street guys, man, with those stock oil paints, like I said earlier, to go on and convert over and get that low oil paint. Saying that'll kind of help, you know, aid for as the oil down, the oil spill. Whatever. I see another thing that I may have to start doing is put a guy on the fall line and kind of watch bikes as they go out there, if they're leaking or whatever, something to, you know, pull them back too. Because, like I said, that guy at the end, man, he, I don't know what happened to his bike. That's like it started spraying like a top dust or something. And like I said, that was a synthetic oil, man.
Man. You had a good turnout, Chris?
Yeah, I woke up that Saturday morning and I checked the weather just, you know, one last minute. It had 30% chance of rain out there, so it was cloudy pretty much for about an hour or two. Well, it stayed cloudy all day. The sun finally peaked out on the other part of the day, but other than that, it never did get into the 70s. I know the wind was blowing, too, like 15 miles per hour, crosswinds and stuff. But Texas is always known for that.
Yeah. Is they still running at Raw and Purple?
And what about?
At Raw and Purple.
Oh, yeah. I think they got a co-mod race or something they're done, but that may be. I know it was a couple of weeks ago they had a ADRL had a race over there.
Man, if anybody can rent that track for a grudge race, that is the lick right there.
Raw Purple.
If it's anything like it used to be, I don't know what dumb people be using at that track right there, partner. But whatever.
I paid attention to them when those Promar cars was running down through there, man. Each pass, they was going out there taking that gold dust. Putting down on those lanes for those cars to leave on. So when the car goes through there and do a burnout, man, I mean, he had maximum traction off the line. And that track, you know, I watched him do that pretty much every single pass. So I never did get to see him spray the track, you know, after they prepped it at the beginning part. But I don't think they had any oil down stuff, as you know, like they had too. But, yeah, I noticed that they was putting that oil, that gold dust down. Well, that gold does work miracles, man. Man, I'm looking down here. I got some callers open. We're going to open up the lines. We've got 7761. Your line is open.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is
Miss Bud
Light.
No,
I'm on here with you guys.
What's going on? Yeah, we got you. Like I'm seeing you modeling on your bike out there, man.
Yeah, we got those calendars coming out for you guys. We'll have them ready December the 7th. We finally got them done. So we hope you guys come out and support those.
Well, Miss Pearl, I will have a calendar too in.
No, I don't have a calendar.
Okay. I was wondering. I know there's a picture you posted out there. I said a few people were taking some little comments at you. I said, well, man, maybe we're going to have two posters out.
No, I wish I did. And this Amy just got them coming out December 7th. But yeah, we just want to find out who that's going to be racing December 7th in Valdosta. We know we have a race set up with Brian. As you guys seen the little thread, Tim G. We has had going on there for a minute. So we finally got that race set up, but we know it's the last race of the season. Like you said, Chris, guys should be tearing down the line right about now, trying to get this race in Valdosta.
Yeah, don't wait till nightfall, man, to start racing.
Yeah, they did all this talking and people been going at it. The season was a little short because, you know, it started out with a lot of rain. You know, so the season came out pretty slow, and, you know, Valdosta has given us a complimentary race at the track. I would think the guys would take advantage of that. I know they mentioned about the oil spill on Terrence, that bike that Terrence was riding, orange and white Busa, which, you know, Valdosta has been a pretty good track. Besides, it was only about like 30 minutes left in the race because we had just did a race prior right before he came down. But I was hoping to hear more than just to see maybe Katrina and them get their race back in. I don't know if N2 Deep is going to. I know he blew up in Rocky. I hope he's ready. I'm pretty sure he'll be ready for somebody in Valdosta. Killzone, we know you're doing anything. You're out for the season. I know Tootie, hoping to see him there. I was thinking a lot of guys be on the line trying to get a race set up. I think this is time for everybody to have something just pretty much locked in.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping. I believe kids are gonna pop up on somebody.
Yeah, he's gonna. Mm-hmm. He might. I mean, I seen him I think that's where y'all seen you at Killzone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just did look on his bike, not too much, but I think he's gonna upset quite a few people when he comes. Though they talk about him, but he got a nice running machine there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Custom Cuts, I heard he's supposed to be there December 7th. I'm surprised he's not on here yet. I guess he's sitting back listening, which I'm sure he is. I don't know what he's supposed to be riding December 7th. I'm curious.
Yeah, but Custom is going to have to race somebody. He's going to have to at least do two races. And probably gonna lighten up on him a little, but then as of next year, he's gonna have to come out swinging as well. So,
yeah, he's gonna have to pull. He's gonna pull some rank. He had a bad season this year. I was hoping to be able to see Richard with Sandy and maybe Slim on an all motorbike for them to redo their race that they did. It's a lot of guys I would think they probably thought would jump on to Valdosta. I'm hoping they didn't make the last 30 minutes. From wanting to do a race from last time, so and the price is pretty reasonable. You get your race on early in the day, you can't beat it.
Wow. So when you mentioned that name, we had several lines to open, so let us go on and open them. We have 7569.
What's going on, boss?
Hey, not too much.
Hey, you know, this chair, man, with LOD Racing. I'm the one that be going off on Custom Cuts on Facebook.
Okay.
I was basically listening in, but I'm going through Mississippi. This road so damn raggedy, my hand messed around and hit one. So I figured I'd just check myself for a little while.
Okay. No, somebody else said that too on about Mississippi roads, man. It can't be no better than Georgia roads.
Man, are you crazy? This on everything I love. If you come through Mississippi, the best thing for you to do is put a cowboy hat on and just say yee-haw straight across the motherfucker. This road will beat you to sleep. I'm talking about
What part of Mississippi you in, man?
On 20.
I'm coming through Jackson right fucking now, man. They rode that shit. They rode that shit from the time you hit the Alabama line to you get the goddamn big Pittsburgh.
Man, please don't try to drink nothing. Don't put nuts to your mouth. You're going to wear it. But you're going
to
wear it.
You better not try to drink nothing. You better not try to smoke nothing. You better take out your old steering wheel like you just started driving.
Man, you should have said that to him over there in Alabama, man.
Hold on, man. You know, Alabama got some fucked up roads. I can't knock that, but I done been around the world. Ain't nobody fuck with Mississippi and Louisiana. Period. Point blank.
Yeah, that's 20 Mississippi. That's ridiculous.
Dog, anytime you go across the road and it feel like it lifting an 18-wheeler off the fucking ground, you in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Which lane are you in? Left side or the right side, man? Which lane are you in? The left side or the right side?
Shit, I don't give a goddamn if you get in the middle.
Man, I'm going to tell you, you need to solve your suspension up on your truck, man.
Shit, this on bitch can't ride. It don't get no, I promise you, bro, it don't get no fault for the air ride.
No, it don't. It don't.
Did I hear you say the guy that owned Geronimo say he would run custom cut on the 7?
Yeah, he did.
I was scratching my head on that because I thought those boys were kind of like teammates since Dan Wagner built both bikes. And Derek Jones actually.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re.
Hello? Who was that?
No, I think that the message I got is saying that the man wanted to try him on the 7th, though.
Yeah, and that's going to be some funny shit.
What's going to be funny about that? That ain't going to be funny. That's gonna be
the reason I say it's going to be funny is that Derrick Jones has rode that bike. Derrick Jones has rode that bike, I feel, turned up, and he don't rode it when it turned down. So Derrick Jones, he should know what he needs in order to get by. He
should know. I ain't gonna say he know what he need
to get by that bike. Well, I guess
if
I'm gonna I talk mad shit to Jared Jones, but personally, he a cool fella. And I'm a gambler. If they run, I'm a bet with Jared Jones. That's how they do for a win. Every time I fail to kiss, that's my bitch I lose. So I got to bet with.
What's your name again? What's your name again?
Shit, man, you can have my. I give you my number. Craig, make sure you give him my number.
Okay.
I ain't hard to find. I'm a gambler, man. That's what I do. I gamble.
Right, we got 3 callers popped up since we mentioned the man's name. So we got 5, 6, 18.
Here we go.
Right,
wow.
Time, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
You know who this is?
I think I do.
Speedy.
Yeah, what's going on, Speedy?
Man, I didn't know you had this thing going on. We're going to get into this thing.
Okay.
Hey, I was listening last week. I won't keep you on long, but how'd that race go with that DM and that triple? Did they ever race?
You're talking about over in Texas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they ran the first race. Basically, they're just trying to try out the track. And the second race, I think they kind of, I want to say that the turbo bike beat the second race. I think third, they won and won on each other. But I think the fastest time that they ran was like, I think it was a 542, I think, at 120-125 miles per hour. So they turned the clocks on for it, so they wasn't trying to hide anything from nobody.
That's moving on pretty good. That's real fast. They got a boy down here out from Brookhaven. You can go on his Facebook. It's Josh Heron. He's got a triple. And I don't know if he's been on your talk thing or not, but he's run 132, I think 131, 132 miles an hour with a triple at Lena.
Okay.
But he's getting the miles per hour, but he's not getting the time. He's not running but a 560.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get all together, man.
All right, Chris, I'm gonna step out of here. I need to catch up with you. We need to talk over old time. You've probably been doing a lot of pictures, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to actually call you after the show is over with.
That'd be fine. Give me a call after the thing. It's got my number. It's 643-5682.
I got it. Okay.
All right, Chris. Y'all have a good evening.
Right.
And I'll be back in touch. I'll be waiting on your call.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right. We got another call. Well, we had one. I think we lost him. Let's see. Okay. No, it's not on there. But, yeah, just like what Caroline was saying, man, if we can go on and get all those races done during the day, which I know is not going to happen, but I love seeing a grudge race during the daytime.
Me too. I love to be in the middle of one in the day. I don't want to see it. I want to be in the middle of one.
Where's Shine at tonight? Is they plan on coming up there to race and they been on Grudge Talk Radio for the last couple of times? They might have quiet tonight.
Well, I tried to get on here with Shine. They was on here talking that bullshit, but all they lost was $1,000 in Phoenix City. That was bullshit.
Yeah, they paid puckout money in Phoenix City.
Yeah, but they also got their Shine got their head cut off too.
I know they did. They tried to do those two races in Rockingham. They was trying to come straight off the trailer. I was in the lane with them. They was asking anybody to go straight off the trailer. They hadn't even did a pass. I know if somebody probably would have took that chance, they would have won some money because they still wasn't running right. So I'm just wondering if they're going to be in Valdosta shoot the same game. If they came out so late in the year, I'm pretty sure they're going to take advantage of Valdosta. If we ask them for that race on their blue boot, we ask them for that race on their blue boot. Who?
What about Jungle Racing? Jungle Racing ain't quiet.
Nah, I've
seen them all. I've seen it on cycle bike. They picking all little rats.
I don't think Jungle Racing ever been on the show, has it? I don't believe so.
Skills on them, Skills.
Skills on what you did to them people. Skills on, I think we'd have lost him.
What Skills on done that I missed that ain't nobody talking
about? We got him. I know they were hogging over there at Twig. Jungle Racing. It seemed like he was scared to run Skills on at first, man, until I put that camera up in his face. And then it kind of came up at the end. Okay, we got Kills on back. Kills, I think somebody
did
that horse.
Did they run?
Kills on.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody had a question for you, man.
Kills on, did you and that dude ran up there the other day? I ain't going to no tag. Who you talking about? Oh, I thought that's what they just said. Maybe I missed something. My bad. They said you were arguing with somebody. I was just trying to see.
Oh, Craig was talking about when you was at Twig and you and Jungle were going back and forth.
Oh, Jungle ass. That dude crazy, man. That dude, I'll tell you, man, I ain't trying to talk about somebody. Nobody, man. But there's so many goddamn fucked up people in this drug race and shit, man. I'm just being real, though, man. It ain't no problem. Even though he did beat me at the beginning of the year and shit, though. But dude waited till about like 30 minutes before the goddamn track closed. Then goddamn come ask for a race. Even though I did it anyway. But it ain't no problem. But like all that stuff, man. I argue with a lot of people on the websites and on here and all that. But when I get to the track, man, I don't be want to talk for real. I'll be ready to race, man. Boy, that's what I'm talking about.
And then, for, I mean, like,
I mean, that's good and well. That's good and well, but man, all right. Like, anytime you agree on some on Grudge Talk or Psycho Bite, that's what it is. You know, you don't never supposed to, you know, get to the track and change that, man. That's just crazy, man. So, I ain't got nothing against him. I mean, John's all right with me, though. I ain't got nothing against him. Well, hey, I just know, man, you know how people feel, man. People got, there's a lot of fucked up people in this Grudge game. They just really woke my eyes up at the beginning of the year. So. Just everybody trying to, they're waiting now, trying to see what December 7th going to bring at Dino event.
So Killzone,
I'm gonna tell you what we need to do. Everybody need to pitch in $2, and whoever order on the goddamn track, we need to goddamn get there and take them to their trailer and goddamn and let their take their ass home. Well, what's the $2 for? Say what?
You say they need to take donate $2.
Yeah, we're gonna donate to yeah, see, it got there so we can pay the security to escort their ass out the track.
Oh.
Okay. Damn. I'm praying like hell it ain't no oil now. And everybody get their races in early in the day. When the sun go down, they got them hawks on their bike.
Yeah, they gonna have to everybody gonna have to race in the daytime, man, because they got them cold. I'm allergic to cold.
I know it's getting dark. It's getting dark at damn
4:45
now. Shit.
Yeah.
It's dark.
The
temperature's
going to
drop way before then.
It cut that
way. Hey, Kevin, what did you think about their poll they did on Psycho Bite? You never get your answer to who you, they should get the Grudge Race of the Year.
I mean, what'd you say now? Can you repeat what you just said?
I said, what did you, who did you vote for do you feel like should be the Grudge Race of the Year on that Psycho Bite poll?
I mean, I really ain't got no comment for real. That's why I didn't even vote.
Yeah, because it's like a debate on the wins, the volumes, or the travel.
You say what now? Hold on, let me get some back here. I can barely lose.
I see they saying that it should be based on your win in your losses or the volume of races you've done or the travel.
Yeah.
And which jockey has done the most, but that's kind of hard because a lot of them do some backyard races and you don't know exactly where everybody goes at.
Yeah.
But traveling shouldn't even be in it. Traveling shouldn't even be in it because you got a guy with caliber bike that ain't nobody in the area,
I mean,
so they ain't got no other
really,
to put the
really. Really, it shouldn't be based on that, man. It just should be really just based on what each person thinks and how they feel.
Yeah.
Well,
who's the candidate?
Lil Daddy, Lil Richard, Nanu, Tackle Box, Shine, Lil Dusty, Caleb, Ray Lee, EJ, Lil Charlie, Chris Moore, and Daisy. And
Lil
Chris Moore. Yeah, Chris Moore, he ain't really did a lot of racing this year. He said he got conversation racing, that's kicking rocks, so I don't even really know why he's on there this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back on there and vote. I'm gonna vote for Shine.
That'd be every goddamn thing. I thought a little ant racing or something else.
That boy
else.
Yeah,
man, you women tell me that shit you smoke. That's what I'm saying. Hey, man. Yeah. You may see Shine at a boat race. What the hell?
Yeah. Man, I flew up when I was up there in Holly Springs up there one day, and Shine was in there driving a race car. And man, when they said Shine over there in the car, I was like, well, so enough, man. Look, that Shine over there in a race car. Before you do it,
though.
Man, Shine will race a tricycle if he can get out of the track with
it. I know.
It'll take nothing from Shine.
That's like racing.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah. But you know what? That's the way to be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all started on the street, you know, I mean, that's to show enough love for the racers, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that's where I go.
That show you hit skill too, that's a totally different ball game jumping off that bike into a car.
Oh man, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Totally different ball game.
I think they a Ricky in the mind, because I'm gonna say this, because I want them to come on here and say something. You got Shine them, goddamn, running a 82.5-inch one flat slit 1000, right? They haven't been working for them since they've been back out, and they won't change that up and still going with the same tune. But they done been to 3 different tracks, and all 3 different tracks been bad for them, but been working for everybody else, all the other fans, right?
Now they was at Hot Springs. I gotta give them that much, there, man. They went down through there. They blast down through there. And Hot Springs with that bike. I think that was the week before they came down to Phoenix City. I believe they were up there too.
Well, one thing I'm going to say this about Shine. Win, lose, or draw. He going well.
Everybody knows that.
He ain't going to bag off. He ain't going to win. Pick and choose who he wants to race.
If he don't leave out, he going to talk cash shit. Oh,
but he mean what he say now.
Yeah, I love to see him and Mayo get on. Boy, when they get on Mayo air, oh, my goodness.
Boy.
Man.
I think want to throw the towel in.
Man. He talked about Mayo about 3 years so bad. I know Mayo was going to go home back to Louisiana.
Mayo be wanting to race so bad, he be tearing his bike up.
He do. Mayo love one messing up the track. I said, man, but that old ZF14, boy, that thing gets to work, it's going to work. But that's the key.
Yep, his weight size, he got that right.
I saw old Damon coming back out. Old Damon, little Damon from Atlanta,
I got a message here saying that with the Bubbline, bike run body bag back on itself.
Sure will.
Okay. All righty then.
Damn, that was bad.
Yeah.
Damn,
sure
you're lying. She said that quick, like, yeah.
Hey, do it, Tracy.
Yeah, let's get a debate about it. It's the last race of the season. We gonna go this stuff like now. Say, scared money, no money.
You got that right. All this other talk about it.
Yeah, plus he was cool people anyway.
I need to make me a few extra rounds in this truck so I can win me some money.
I'm gonna give you a bet. You just come on up to that track, man. You gonna get one on the side.
That was somebody else. I'm still out here.
Yeah, oh. That's him. That's the other guy.
I'm still out here. That Cadillac Cruise and try to rag my highway.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you for talking about Mississippi.
Hey, you remember on that movie Power Shot when they told Sandy Entertainer he couldn't talk about Rosa Parks.
Yeah. Man, fuck this shit.
I'm gonna bring some of your money. I'm gonna get some of your money and bring back to fix that road.
Yeah, y'all already got some of my money. Hell, I just put $858 in this motherfucker.
Mm.
Let me see. I got Ryan here trying to get on. Let me see if I can fetch him in.
You might get some of my money, but if y'all run somebody, I'm like Katrina, so I get my money right back.
What happened?
I said you might win my money with that custom cut, but if y'all run somebody, I get it right back. I like how consistent Katrina is.
We ain't letting you back again without I'm gonna hold you down and make sure.
Hey, all them retarded motherfuckers gonna be alone the fence line about drunk. I'm gonna set everybody down the goddamn line.
All right, 943. Now we got your line. Ryan, are you on?
That's Shine.
You should be on.
Shine, that's it.
Okay, Shine.
We in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Kills on. You looking for me, boy?
Hey man.
Hey,
before you start talking, let me tell you this though. I already got the test. I was waiting for you to get over.
Tell me what, boy.
Look, is you and Tudor on for December 7th?
Yeah. Is Tudor gonna lock in? Is Tudor gonna lock in?
I'm saying, man,
don't start that lock in shit, man. Why would a person need to lock in and then go, look here, man, let me tell you what we're going to do for him, Shawty. You let him hit, and if he beat up to the 3:30, he can win, but he's going to have to lock in with us. And anybody else out there that wants to hit, anybody else that line up can get to hit.
Everybody said Eddie Kane got to hit.
You said anyone
1,000 got to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hold up.
You want to lock that in for the 7? You want to lock that in for the 7?
Nah, I'm just waiting on these mess guys. I know they on here.
We can worry about them when they get on here. What about you?
Dude. I'm working 6 days a week. I don't even know if I can goddamn take off.
Man, look, car wash, it's been raining all the week down. You even there, boy.
Hey, I know one thing.
It didn't rain all week down there, man. You ain't gonna tell me you've been at work.
Hey, let me tell you.
Hey, 24 degrees down there. What you
man,
watch?
I don't work out. I don't work outside.
It was 24 degrees windshield factor. Windshield 19, man. You ain't the water hose is froze, so you ain't at work.
Bro. Hey, home, bro. I don't work outside, man. So I don't know where you getting all that from.
Hey, look here. What you gonna do? Kills on. They talking about you looking for me. What you looking for me for?
Man, ain't nobody looking for you, man.
What is you looking for me for? You know I ain't on this line,
man.
I said you got the bus. You got that. Now, when we gonna do ours? You gonna come down to D77 too?
I don't know, man.
You gonna have your fight down now?
Look, if I come, goddamn, Doug's gonna be riding the bike, man. Matter of fact, man,
I hate Dustin. I like Dustin. I hate Dustin. I'm really just not knowing him. He's a cool dude to me. I like him. But I hate for him to get caught up in this kill zone garbage.
Let me tell you something, man. I know I'm not out there racing right now and shit like that, man. But y'all come on here, goddamn, week after week, man. And then, goddamn, when y'all go to these events and shit, and y'all fucking lose and come on back,
and
then come back over here and talk the same old shit and lose again, man. Y'all better.
What day is you off work, man? What day is you off work?
I'm working 6 days a week, dude.
You working 6 days a week, so what day is you off? It's 7 days in a week. Which one of the days are you off?
I'm going to let you guess it.
No. If I knew, I wouldn't have to guess. I'm asking you, which one of those days is you off?
I'm off on Sunday.
He is on. So your wife will be ready for that offer on the 7th.
Man, look at my bike in the trailer. My builder don't even got my bike, dog.
Well, just talk to me, man. You going to race December 7th, you ain't going to have your bike ready. You going to race December, you ain't.
I'm saying, you keep asking me the same old shit week after week, and I keep telling you the same thing.
But
you
keep talking about December 7th like you going to show up down there with a bike. You better not show up with no bike down there. How clear can I make it? You got to hit. If you show up down there, you got to hit.
Sean, that don't mean shit. What you talking about, man? My family come first, dog. If I can goddamn get off, if I can get off, I'll
ride home. You give your family, six days. Give me one day.
they really deserve eight. It ain't never 7 days.
You give your family 6 days, man. All I'm asking for is one. just give me one day to get across your ass, and you can go on with the business. I don't need one.
And you don't need that whole
thing.
Like I told you, look here, man. Like I told you before, man. We gonna
you know, can't nobody. You know, can't nobody.
Don't rush no goddamn ass with me. Like I say, I ain't got
keys.
I'm gonna break it down.
I know you ain't got a one day off. Just give me a couple of hours of that day.
Man, like I said, man, you come on here and talk all that goddamn shit. It ain't gonna matter what you're saying, dude.
But just give me a couple of hours,
man. No,
I didn't want the whole 24.
And you can say,
give me about 4 hours of it, man.
No, I tell you, week after week, the fight not goddamn dialed in.
Hold on, okay, we ain't gonna worry about kids. Who did that man drive that 75 model Mack truck down 20?
Talking
about how rough it is. You got
spray rock,
huh?
I think I just met him cross over the Mississippi River Bridge, man.
You said he was on the Mississippi River Bridge?
I think he crossed over now, man, because when we talked to him, he said he was over in Jackson now, so.
I'm in Louisiana now.
Oh, no,
I thought maybe they come across from Little Rock, because it is kind of coming across from Little Rock instead of coming across 20.
Huh? Hey, look, if I can't goddamn make the event, man, I'm sending my money with Tudor, man.
Okay, you do that. You do that. But listen, we ain't talking to you because you don't know what you
is.
Listen,
Sean, let's get this straight because everybody on Grudge, so I heard what you said. So Tudor got the move, right?
Yeah, he got the 1,000, ain't he?
Okay.
I say everybody got a 1,000 that's on this Grudge line tonight.
Exactly.
Got to hit himself a hit a cane. You on it too. They go for you. Whenever you get your motorcycle, they go for you too.
All right, I got you, man.
Don't you try to exclude yourself.
No, I mean, you know goddamn well, I'm not gonna goddamn down no shit like that. The move.
Everybody with them 1,000 got to hit, and if they beat them to the 330, they win it all the money.
I leave, right?
I heard a few minutes ago, we lost this, we lost that, and I still ain't shot on no motherfucking money, you understand? And they can't bet them, though.
I'm going to say it real slow,
so everybody got to understand it. If they beat them to the 330, but whatever they want to do it for, they got to hit, and if they beat it to the 330, they're hearing the money anyway.
Everybody understand what y'all saying and what y'all saying and all that shit, but man, don't go to this fucking event on the 7, man, and disgrace yourself and change what y'all said.
Okay, well, I tell you what, why don't you bet something? Why don't you send your motorcycle?
I'm sending my money.
Okay, send your money. Tudor got to hit two.
Okay.
He got a 1,000, ain't he?
Goddamn.
Do he want off the trailer? Do he want to hit off the trailer?
Nah, it don't even fucking matter. It's his fucking decision. Because y'all said gave him 1,000. So don't make no motherfucking rule. That man get to make whatever plan he wants. If he want to go out of the trailer, he can go out of the trailer. And then let me tell you now. This shit,
look,
That's when you're going to get Eugene,
time. Eugene, he didn't understand what we said. Did you hear Ryan what he said, Eugene? Did you hear what Ryan said? If we don't catch them by the 3:30, they win anyway. So what's that saying?
Heard him.
You think they made one of them losing?
Hey, Shine.
That's all like a
okay,
man.
Shine,
ain't
let me ask you this question.
Gas money to me.
Shine, let me ask you this question.
I am,
man. Shine.
And one other thing that I said that they can't bet them no.
Look here, man. Look here. Hey, Sean, let me ask you this question, though.
What?
Are you riding the bike?
He's in training right now.
Yep, I'm in training right now. Yeah, I'm riding it.
Okay.
I'm in training right now.
You sound like that's a show win then with Glory Shine riding.
Man, look here, man. I know I'm not good racing and all that shit, man. I know y'all gonna try to kill on you ain't doing this, kill on you ain't doing it. But man, y'all crazy, dude.
I know we crazy, but you ain't gonna think we crazy. Look here.
Why would they be crazy? Because that's what they want to bet.
Man, shit, I'm just saying, goddamn, how the hell they going to get home? Because I know Ryan
do everything
in his
pocket.
At least
that's
what he said.
Don't you worry about how we going to do. Don't you worry about it.
You worry about the wild card issue. Me, myself,
well,
if I had a wild card
that's
supposed to be
hey,
on that track.
Hey, Ryan, I want to be on the side of everybody, man. I want you to keep updates and shit.
You want to keep what?
I told Ryan I want to keep updates for the event.
Man, we don't need to keep no update calls. Right. When I split the first wig down there, he's going to be on the internet.
You motherfucking right.
I don't believe they're going to get up there.
You and Sean, man, don't be goddamn. You know everybody ain't goddamn got the money. Well, I'm just going to say everybody ain't got the money you got, Ryan. So don't be trying to goddamn go
there.
I'm just saying, don't try to go with them high-ass numbers and all this shit, man. Since you think the race is so easy and so sweet, go to the bank and get you a loan.
Get your little paycheck that you've been working 6 days a week. Put that in the pot. Send two to every dime you can muster up if you think it's such a sweet race.
Well, man, you know what? If I get one day next week, I'm going to see how much I can go get a loan for.
Hold on, Ryan. Let me get it. Look here.
Hey, Banter. You wouldn't believe what I just did.
What?
What'd you do?
Hey, man, I just hit a big old, I just hit a big old hot dog in the road. A big one.
What?
He just hit a big one?
I just hit him. A big hog. Well, nobody can get him. Look at him in front of him.
Man,
come
on. Man, come on. He's going to send it down to kill on, man, so he can have some food.
Hey,
go ahead and we're going to get him hold the kids on. Because he ain't going to have no more money if he sent all that money out in the bed. He ain't going to have no money. I just want you to promise me this. When I get two to the hit, that you're going to take the hit when you get your bike running.
Yes. Hey, you got damn sure right.
What do you call?
What?
Hey. Man, I'll be out there working on my book. Look, if y'all would have came to the office with me with a 1,000 like that, I've been out there working on my bike right now.
You'd have made me hold the phone up when I got my bike ready.
Ain't no pressure on the man with the hit. And guess what, Eugene? With what I got over him, it sure ain't going to be no pressure on me giving it. Man, y'all.
Ooh.
Hey, so we're going to be some ooh.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to give you some of that little money I got. I'm going to give
it to her. Yeah,
give me some of that little money I got, Sean. Let me give him that pot.
Kids on, man, look, kids on. Text me your address. I'm gonna put your envelope in the mail. I'm gonna get that back tuned up. I'm gonna bet my money you ain't even got that money.
No, you ain't gotta do all that. You ain't gotta do all that. Just tell her what you want. You do it for whatever we see.
Nah, see, that's what I ain't got. I got my own, man. I don't need
that.
Nah, if that was kids on
saying something like that, it'd be a different color on my head.
We can't go in like that. But look here, y'all. Any 1,000 that
Eddie
Kane got the bus, man. How much trip can I make it?
Man.
And we don't care who ride what. We don't care. You can have a remote control motorcycle with a dummy sitting on it. I wouldn't care.
Man, Chris, I don't know what
people are going out with.
Got you. Hey. I wouldn't care. You boys can't win. You boys can't win. The only problem I'm going to have is stopping.
Hello?
I ain't going to have no problem going. I'm going to have a problem stopping.
The sad thing about it, man, y'all come on here talking the same goddamn shit after the shit y'all finna do.
Man, hey, you ain't never heard us come here saying anybody got the hit.
Well, kill them.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing about somebody that be listening on the other end. You know what I'm saying? See, there's a lot of smart people. Kids on just a call up there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I don't understand why you be so loud with him. Because I said exactly what I do. I lock in, and I ain't talking about no small number.
Well, Ryan, what kind of number you make? Maybe that might be the scare tomorrow. What kind of number you want to lock in then?
Man, ain't nobody locking in. Shit, you lock in, dude.
Why y'all won't lock in with the man? I don't care who it is. Somebody needs to take that bet.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, cut your radio down.
Turn that radio down over there, Jim.
Somebody say they again. Somebody to break.
Give
yeah,
Sean
said
he gave anybody
a break. That ain't what he said. He said he gave anybody a break with a 1,000.
With a 1,000.
We'll take the break with the 1,000. He said if we beat him to the 330, we ain't got to pay him if we beat him to the quarter.
Sean, you heard?
Hello?
Hello?
Chris, you lost
him
here.
Brian said if you beat him to the 330, you win the money automatically.
Okay, we'll take that bet. He's going to give us a break. We're going to race the quarter mile, but if we beat him to the 330, we ain't got to pay him the money.
Y'all
okay.
Win the money.
We win the money. If we beat you, we'll race it to the quarter. But if we beat
you
to the 330, we ain't got to pay you the money. With the break, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Chris, you lost Sean now?
Who is this
saying they'll
take?
Well, no, whatever they say they're going to race.
Who is this saying they'll take that race? Who is this?
Who am I talking to? Who is this? This Ryan or Shane?
So who are you?
I'm going to be the one that's going to take the break to the eighth of a mile. If I'm talking to Ryan or Shane, then I'll tell you who I am.
We are. But we don't know who, you know, what's your name, man? It ain't no secret. Let's get it locked in.
This is Alan at Extreme Motorsports. Zoop
oh,
Dillon, Miss Judge, Corona Bike.
Chris, what
Chris said?
That's
huh? Just a couple slow bites. He's from the 50s.
Alan, y'all still on the street time?
Uh-huh. We still on street time.
Okay.
We're on the street time. We got a two-tone booster, too. We'll probably, they give us that race. We do that race. We'll get done with that. We got a street top boost. I'm going to say a flat flick boost. We're running with head up.
What? Man, put them back on the phone, Chris.
Put Sean back on the phone.
I called my number out my phone. That way I ain't even got anything. I think. That ain't no good. And then
where
Sean
go?
Damn,
what?
Right down
here, rat this no cutting,
huh? Yeah.
I think they done hung up. I think they done got hung up. Even Chris done disappeared.
Well, that's going to be a... What?
Yeah, I had it unplugged.
Whenever I'm shaking down, shake down, ladies. Yeah, then we get ready to race.
Ain't nothing going on.
Sound good to me?
Okay.
He's out here.
I can't believe
the hostman disappeared.
Sound like a putt wood truck.
I know, right? Hey, Chris, you said
the
hostman
Chris disappeared.
Chris. Chris
is
disappeared. He
might
lay the phone down.
I ain't know.
Okay,
I'm here. No,
Chris,
I'm saying
you're
the
homie
right now. No, I'm trying to patch sliding them back in, man. Let me see. 5320.
They on flat, please. See, y'all in line.
5320, your line is open.
I would ask what
difference does it make. All right, let me try this number here. 2640. Your line is open.
Disappeared on that one, ain't
2640.
He ain't gonna have to have nobody standing there.
Hey, Alan, you don't scare them off.
Yeah.
Alan, what you tell them that for? Alan, you don't scare them boys off. So did.
I
didn't
scare them off.
Yes, you did. You scared them off when you said that.
Hey,
hey,
well,
I believe they were just bluffing it when somebody.
I don't think they were bluffing. I think they just dropped the line.
No,
yeah, I think
they made a call probably.
All right, let me see if I can get Shannon back on. Hold on, 9-4-3-9. Your line is open.
Yeah, that's
Brian,
it.
Yeah,
we don't know what
I don't know.
They got a man said they gonna take your offer, Ryan.
We want him to.
What y'all want? I want
to lock in. Shine.
What are you gonna cost?
Ryan.
He got at least lock in about 5 on 25, ain't
it?
Man, I knew they was gonna do that shit.
Hey Ryan,
that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hey, Charlotte,
you don't call more than that. When I touch some number, a motherfucker just doesn't chance in their life saved.
No, hey, man, y'all ain't give them one race.
That's right.
Y'all doing that shit because y'all know ain't too many people going to take no shit like that, dude. That's why y'all
put
that
shit. All y'all put together.
It don't even fucking matter. Y'all know what I'm doing.
I knew y'all were gonna do that shit.
Well, you can't drink beer, man, with beer money.
Hold up, first of all, Kid Uncle, you don't know what that man want to bet on the other side. So, before
that's
you
right.
even
how
come in.
How you going to deal with somebody bet? Didn't you know in school song when you speak out of turn, the teacher make you go stand in the corner? Go in your house and stand in the corner. Hey, Sean,
why you talking? You don't
even
know.
Sit in the
corner,
big boy. Sit in the corner.
We stick him over
there.
Let Alan
answer the question.
Alan, what y'all talking about running for, Alan?
Man, y'all discuss that shit between y'all, between each other, cuz. Come on now.
Man, that go that hater again.
There he go again.
Ain't no
chance of
discussing shit between each other.
Go and get his time out.
Man,
you
the worst hater on this radio.
Whatever you say, dude. Just because I told you to discuss a number between each other. That's hate.
Yeah, because every time I'm on the top of here, you in the middle of it.
Yeah, you in the way. You ain't going to raise me quiet. Just listen.
Sean, you don't even supposed to be talking, dude, because you just arrived.
Hey, I got to come. Hey, I can talk, too.
Why y'all wasting our time talking to kids on?
Why
you
don't
like
kids on? Kids on. If you speak out of turn to get kids on, I'm going to have the captain to cut you off.
Yes, she is. Well, I mean, it ain't nobody goddamn show to me in the goddamn way.
Hey, well, if you speak out of turn again and see that we had you cut off.
No, I don't give a damn. You need to cut you off.
Hey, good.
Yeah.
When you cut him off,
I'm gonna send you and the kids and everybody else talking. Watch this. Hey, you better not speak out of turn again.
Look here, man. Since y'all won't
yeah,
be
y'all
got to
give you an idea of race on
your
face.
I'm trying to
say
how much they trying to do it for.
Alan, what y'all want to do it for? What they say is what y'all want to do it for?
What they have in mind?
What I may do, Ryan, is get them on the freeway with you, man. We may call you.
Yeah.
And let you guys talk about it.
But you know that don't go for Alan. You know what I'm saying? That go for all.
Right. It ain't no secret.
Right. That go for all of them can get it now. You know what I'm saying? He's just the only one that can step up.
They gonna have to get so much money, man. We got to pay taxes on it right now.
That's right. Now, and I ain't playing. I promise to God on it.
I'm telling you now.
You need
so much. They gonna pay taxes on it right
now. I promise you.
We gonna get one race. When we spin him around backwards, they gonna end it good.
Ryan, you gonna sell the bike then?
Huh?
You gonna sell the bike then?
The bike? No, the bike ain't
gonna when you get that one race.
I thought you told me you was gonna get that bike to kill dog when y'all finish that race.
Man, I don't want that shit.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hey, whenever they get ready to talk about the money for the race, just call me back.
Okay.
All right.
Man, I don't sound like he really want to run y'all, man.
Hey, that man ain't
serious.
Somebody stepped up.
That's good, there, man. At least we get to see some racing. We get to see some racing.
Ooh, the boy gave us some good offers.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Damn. To the 330, man.
Man, I'm going to have to call it too. See, can we get a 1,000?
Man, I would...
Kids, I'll let her borrow you 1,000.
Man, you crazy as hell.
Fuck, at least we'll see you go down the track.
Say what now?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you, man. I'm going to stop messing with you. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 races?
Man, with them odds. With them odds, them boys just gave everybody up there and with them 1,000 should have been on the line. I've been calling like
Man, you got to you can't say that, man, because there's a lot of people that's not on here, too. And a lot of people that's on here that don't speak.
We got three callers here, so let me open up this line. We may have another race on line up there. We've got 5320. All right. Let's
see. Wow. What does it?
I don't know. We're going to try to get them all here. Why the line is so sluggish tonight for it opening up people's mics? 5320, your line is open, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, your line is open, man.
Oh, what's going on, Chris?
Oh, not too much.
Huh?
You hear me? Oh, not... Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, man, I ain't all trying to chime in. It's Dominique, man.
Okay, okay, Dominique. I know Dominique doesn't have a 1,000 phone. They're
trying
to find some guys with some 1,000, man.
Oh, okay. It shouldn't be too hard.
For the races that he's telling them on, let's try another one here. We got got services real for tonight. Let's see. See if we can get this guy open. All right, 4236, your line is open.
It's mid office open here.
4236, your line is open.
Huh?
All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
4521. Your line is open. Okay, got a dead one, and we got another one here. 2640. Your line is open. All right, guys. They don't want to say anything. All right, 2640. Yeah, they had a mic. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Phil, on. I know you've been texting over there. I know you got plenty of folks to call.
Man, look here, man. He ain't got no, you know, goddamn well everybody going to be at the track, and everybody know y'all, if y'all do, if y'all here offering that race, ain't too many people going to bet that much money, man.
Now,
y'all know
y'all?
Y'all know that.
Y'all ain't got nothing. Now, them two people said that.
Say what? Oh, no, I thought you were one of them talking.
Huh?
See, I thought you were one of them.
That's two people saying that, and I'm trying to get a race going.
I'm saying, them people, some people said me. I didn't say what they said, but they're going to be some 1,000 there. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right, guys, we got 9164, man. Your line is open.
That's 6775.
I was trying to find his interference, where it's coming from. We got 6645. Your line is open.
Kill zone.
Trying to find where that interference is coming up.
Yeah,
like,
I got
the window open. Chris, open that 6775 number.
Hey, Badge, it might be Eugene's phone.
My phone. Why, you want to cut me off, Killzone?
6775. All right, let me see. All right,
6775.
Your line is open.
Now I
want to
talk, Chris.
Yeah, I see that.
Y'all have bet them too much money, Sean. Y'all got to go down on the bet.
I'm telling you.
Chris.
Yo.
All right, we got a lot of fun on that call there. Yeah.
Yo, Chris. I'm going to get a hold of that truck driver and say he's going to bet that money on Jerry Jones or whatever his name is, pancakes, sweet cakes, or whatever.
Okay.
Hey, you know his name. His name
is
Cupcake. Jerry Jones Cupcake. What up?
Sweet cakes. Buttercup.
What's going on, bro?
Wow. I knew soon as I said something about buttercake. They go buttercake.
That's me, Mike.
Huh?
That's me, though.
Oh, I thought that was you. You crazy one. Wow.
I thought that was cupcake.
Hey, what is truck driver? Truck driver say he's going
to
be with it.
Hey.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, cousin, cut.
Well,
You got two truck drivers on Louisiana, I'm telling you, you're going to bet that money on Jerry Jones, custom cut or whatever, you need to get on a private line.
404-676-9569.
Okay. That's cool. Well, me and you gonna have to lock something up on that race then. We gotta lock something up. Just don't trust.
Hey, it ain't gonna do no good to lock up. We got to see if Cupcake gonna raise first. We don't even
that's
know if he gonna raise.
You know, he switched to a Jerry Cooper boy now. He ain't no Dan the Man boy, he's a Jerry Cooper boy now.
Yeah, I know, but he's supposed to get locked in with me.
Man, hang the phone, man. You're wrong for that, man.
I like exposing people.
Oh, Cooper Performance.
Yeah, Cooper Performance,
hey,
boy, nah. Ain't no damn name.
Hey,
Phillip. Wow, man.
Hey, Phillip. Oh,
man. Yo.
Oh.
You just saying that, or you for real?
I'm for real.
You
don't
go fast now.
Mike
Lyon,
man.
Listen. Kids on, like I told you the last time and the other shit happened, I don't come on here and spread the rumors. I'm telling you what God loves, and that's the truth. And for the truck driver, Louisiana, Mississippi, ain't none of them got bad roads. You need to go through New York, dog. You need to go through New York.
Mississippi worse than New York. Come
no,
on,
it
man.
Ain't. No,
oh,
no,
yeah.
No, no,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Me?
But he a Cooper boy now. He a Cooper boy, kids on.
God damn, follow on, because the man that came on here last week and said, goddamn, he ain't going no goddamn well.
Well, he was lying.
One thing about a lot of kids, I don't care who tell it.
Just like my boy Alex Boy Light say, he goes straight up and down. Not, how you say, round and round, up and
around,
down?
I fuck straight up and down.
Straight up and down. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going up and down. I'm letting you know what's going on, in and out.
Yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
why, man, because
there's
a lot of
things.
Why? You might be glad
I
had
a
light
lamp
on. Yeah, I was
going to
say so.
She was only
wearing a black coat. Well, I'm just telling you, that's where he is. That's where he done went to. That's who he's spending the change with now. So just like he said about that race, That's why I'm asking him about that race. That's why the man said, telling me a race.
Well, you just told me something, right? I'll tell you a lot.
As Cece would say,
come on,
wow.
Come on, Pee Wee. Come on, Pee Wee. Come on now.
Who the fuck was that saying? Wow, I thought that was goddamn cupcakes for real.
That is cupcakes,
man. I don't
even
know what
that was.
Wow. I
damn
thought that was cupcakes.
I thought it was.
Awesome, dumb, good impersonation.
On the real, man, like, I've been thinking that shit for a while, man, because a man might have been fucked up every time he showed up at the track. No, I'm just saying, though.
You got this kill, what I'm going to say. Kill's on, and somebody keeps running hot dick up in you, and every time you go to the doctor, you got a disease, you're a chain
doctor,
or you're a chain fucking
partner. I'm going to take a big goddamn shot of penicillin is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you got a chain goddamn fucking partner. I'm going to find me some
goddamn fucking partner.
I'm
going to
say,
As far as him, as far as the building shit got there, I changed buildings. I was like having that many problems.
If you fucking with a woman and she's burning you every time, you'll be a goddamn fool to keep fucking with.
Hell no.
Real
dog. Shit. And then, like, you got to look at the situation. I mean, if he did change a lot of outside looking in, you see what I'm saying? Cousin cut, I mean, I don't know. The shit was just kind of crazy. I mean, I know a lot of people were thinking the same thing, too, man, for Geronimo to be running constantly and custom cut, goddamn, you know, be fucking up at the track. But I honestly thought it was the goddamn ass on the dude with the rider.
Listen what I'm finna tell you now. If you go there and you spend $100 bills and you go there and you have and you don't spend the right money the right place, then that's the type of stuff you get. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm saying if you go there half cock, then you're gonna get half cock stuff. You go there, cock 100.
You go to a damn, that's right. You go to a damn cat house wanting a blowjob. That's all you're going to get.
Exactly. So I'm just keeping it real, you know. I don't care if somebody get mad. I'm just calling a spade a spade. But that's why I want to get mad. I want to get mad so I can come out there so I can take a bite out them cakes.
Hey, man, leave my cupcake alone.
You don't like care.
Can't nobody call the cupcake but me.
So Phil, basically what you saying, goddamn. All right, whenever Cousin Cut fuck his bike up, his builder was putting his shit back together without fixing whatever the hell was wrong with it. I mean, what you saying?
This is what I'm finna tell you. The bike don't have the stuff on that it should have.
Instead of putting lotion on it,
the bike don't have the stuff on that it should have on. That's the
I'm
whole
saying,
part.
But what if his builder's saying that, because we always going to listen to our builder regardless, because we really don't know shit about these bikes.
Right,
so what if
his builder's saying?
Oh, he's saying he wasn't listening to what his builder's saying.
That's what he's saying. If you don't spend
want to let that shit
the right
on,
kind
man.
Of money on the right parts, you ain't going to goddamn go what you need to go.
There you go.
That's basically what he's saying. In order for you to go fast, you got to spend enough money to go fast. You can't spend all those old money and then expect me to goddamn come out there and be the goddamn king of the hill.
And get Cadillac
Cut wasn't even getting on the fucking train at all, though. That's what I'm saying.
Take the car guy, for example. When they go to AutoZone to get AutoZone parts, that track goddamn tell them because it busts their rear end and all that shit wide open.
Yep. Right,
what he said with
Kiosk on.
He didn't spend the money in the right place. He didn't spend enough money,
right? There you go. But y'all missing the point. All right.
No, we see what you
said. Yeah, Cuffin Cut spent enough money, I mean, you know, to do the normal shit, to run normal numbers and shit like that. Okay. But his shit still wasn't getting out of the track at all. You see what I'm saying? And he was, you know, I know, exactly, that's what I'm saying. Well, that makes his builder look bad, you know, to be building the bike back up and taking the bike to the fucking track and it's still doing the same shit for 3 months in a row. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
That don't make the builder look bad. That makes you look stupid.
If a man that came in the shop after you and he going down the track, and you keep taking your bike time after time after time again, apparently something ain't working.
Okay, but at the same time, what if his builder telling him that this gonna work, that gonna work, that gonna work, but he goes to the trade and the shit never works. But he might not even got the money that the other guy got. You see what I'm saying? But he got the money that, you know.
You do like I'm doing. You stay on the porch in your goddamn corner.
You can't run with the big dogs. You stay on the porch.
Yeah.
Hey, Killzone, are you riding this all off the way?
I see what y'all, but y'all still missing the point. If this man tells Custom Cut his shit going to get down the track with what he got and it don't, I mean, what the Custom Cut listen to his builder, though? That's what I'm telling y'all.
You think so?
I don't know. So.
We're all a victim of listening to our builders, though. I don't think so, Killzone.
That's another story.
If I built the bike and my wife been with this man for 2 years and it still ain't getting down the track, then I'm going to try something.
Yeah, he tried something.
Look,
I hope it worked out.
We got another caller here. 4236, your line is open.
I can't believe he ain't came on here tonight.
4236, your line is open.
Yeah, he on. He'll believe that.
I know he listening. I got the oven warmed up for him, 450 degrees.
Maybe in a yellow.
But what if he spent that type of money to go down the track? Maybe he's spending that little okey-doke money. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't matter what goddamn type of money he's spending. But if he build and tell him that goddamn we gonna get this motherfucker down the track, you know what I'm saying?
How many times are you gonna listen to somebody telling you you gonna get down the track?
Yeah, that's true, goddamn, if I don't build, that's all fucking build. We don't know nothing about this shit. We go off his word, right?
I tell you what, in that goddamn big truck, them motherfuckers gave me a contract to pay me a certain amount. Within 6 months, if I ain't got half of that, they can kiss my ass. I'm going to find me a new one.
That's it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Man, that's just like you go out there in that water, you go out there fishing, you fishing for
basically what you're saying, Cousin Cut ain't going to be in that goddamn, what's that thing he be saying, he be in that track all the time?
His RV.
So you saying he ain't going to be in that no more?
His Winnebago.
Yeah.
He ain't
going to be in that no more.
He ain't going to be in that Winnebago no more. He just sold it. He's trailing in there.
God damn.
You're like, you're going to be in a little tail like mine.
We got 90 more seconds left, man, in the show.
All right, man.
Y'all wrong for that, man. Talking about the man ain't going to be in the room.
Got some kind of room for you, buddy. Come on to the train.
All right.
Hey, Paul.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
You making an event, December 7th? Am I going there? Yeah, I'm going. Aren't you going? Man, I don't know, man. Hey, who is that? I thought you was going around your bike. Take my number down. I'm coming to run over your ass. Shit, I can't even get to the track because they got me working 2 days a week right now. Oh, get there and tell the white man to let you go.
Hey, know what you say? Yeah, I'm not. That's okay. Yeah, that's not that white man, man. That white man, we're hungry. No, we're definitely coming down there, buddy. I'm going to tell you like this. If you got to work, go to work. That's it. Yeah, I mean, shit, I know that. Fuck what you heard. Man, you know, it is Saturday, man. You could jump. What is it, about 4 hours for you, man?
See, I'm alert. I work Monday through Saturday, though, bro. Get up early on Saturday to get sick or something.
I'm going to dust your ass off at 10 o'clock at night so you can go back home, relax on Sunday.
Nah.
I see, man.
All right. We're going to end with that, man. I hope in the next week, kids, you're going to let us know if we, as we get closer, man, will you be able to come to the event or not? Huh?
Go ahead, whoever that was. Whoever that was, ask for my number, man. If I've been on that Kills on the Geronimo, they ready. Make sure you get them my number.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get that number.
Yeah, tell him. We're going to get that number.
Y'all don't tell nobody. 404-670. What the fuck is my number? 7569.
We must have done something. You ain't know your own number.
Man, I change phones every 8 months, man.
I change every 3.
Yeah.
Give me a call, Kim.
Yep. I sound be cool on the stool, man. I'm finna get off.
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to get the show, too, man. God, we're going to be in, but all right, we'll see you next Wednesday. All right.